What a Weekend, Part 2. The tournament was played in three different places around Niigata City. Day 1 was on Saturday in Seiro, and it was raining on and off. The first game was Niigata versus Croatia. Most people expected Croatia to win the game, but Niigata scored the first goal. In fact, Niigata scored two more goals and led 3-0 after only 25 minutes. Everyone was very surprised, but Croatia quickly found their feet. They scored 4 times in the next 20 minutes. 7 goals were scored in the first half, but there were no more goals in the second half. Niigata played very well, but the final score was Croatia 4, Niigata 3. During the second half of the game, the USA team and coaches arrived at the side of the pitch. It was a very casual and relaxed atmosphere. So, I was very happy to talk with some of them. The American team's head coach told me he was happy and excited to be here. He said the team came to Japan only to play in the Niigata tournament. I was impressed. The next game was USA versus Japan. I was very excited because I am American and I'm a big soccer fan. My American friend was with me, and together with my family, we all cheered for the USA. But we were the only USA supporters. The USA-Japan game was very exciting. Japan scored the first goal, and they had most of the chances. It was raining heavily during the second half, so the conditions were very difficult for both teams. We cheered loudly for the USA, and maybe it helped them. The USA scored 2 counter-attack goals in the second half, and they won the game 2-1. We were very excited. After the game, the American players waved at us, thanking us for the support. The USA team manager and staff came to thank us too, and they gave us some USA soccer pins and stickers. We were very happy to receive them. I will never forget that day. More to come.